KFWB News Time, 5:23.
A San Francisco mother tells a British tabloid that she injects her 8-year-old daughter's face with Botox every 3 months to prepare her for stardom.
Has this been confirmed? Because that just sounds criminal. Anyway, well, Carrie Campbell, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
She's originally from England. She tells the Sun tabloid that she is a self-confessed beauty pageant mom and that she's preparing her daughter to be a famous singer or actress or who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
We asked Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Dr. Paul Nassif what he makes of all this.
You know, in all my years of practice, I've never heard of such a thing. I have no idea why, when an 8-year-old face has absolutely no wrinkles and there's no reason for prophylactic use, why, you know, this mother would do this to her daughter. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
And can these injections be harmful to, you know, somebody that young whose body isn't even finished forming?
You know, that's a very good question, and you know, I don't have the actual research to kind of give you an answer on that. But however, you know, depending on the dosing of Botox, because this is an 8-year-old child, and, you know, we have to be careful regarding the amounts of Botox that we use. I mean, we do use Botox on young children with medical conditions, but again, there's been problems with the actual amount of dosing, and it's actually caused problems.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something you have to be worry about. Is one, is it too much? Is it going to hurt the girl from the child from a health standard, and possibly cause some respiratory depression or possible death? That's always a possibility.
And the mother, who is a beautician, actually gives the injections herself to her daughter. Is that even legal?
That would not be legal. Social services should be, you know, talking to that mother.
Not to mention the emotional effect. I would think a little 8-year-old girl would think, well, what's wrong with me that I need to have this done?
I think that's a great point, Maggie. You know, I wonder how she feels about having this done exactly.
Has anyone ever come to you wanting Botox and you, you know, said you don't need it or you're too young?
Yes, and the youngest person I had to do that or turn down a patient for, we're talking maybe the age of 16, 17.
Wow, and you just told them what?
And this was a model, and she thought prophylactically I should use it, you know, for my frown lines. And she never even frowned that much, so it wasn't like she was frowning 100 times a day. And at that point I said, you know, I think you're too young, I don't think you need it, and I think you're beautiful as it is, and, you know, come back in a few years.
Good for Dr. Paul Nassif, a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. You know what? Can you imagine how many plastic surgeons don't turn
right.
them away and say, okay,
and
just for the business?
The parents have let the 16-year-olds
yes.
get it, but this is sounds really a little hard to believe that somebody would do that to an 8-year-old.
I know, and she says she gets the Botox online.
Oh.
Yeah, and like Dr. Nassif said, it's not legal here for her to be doing that. Apparently, she started doing it in England.
Can you trust the online purchase of Botox? I would say no. I mean,
I wouldn't, especially with my daughter. Well, first of all, anybody who's injecting their kid with anything other than for medical reasons, and even for that, let a doctor do it. You got to question them, their judgment. All over the place.
This is that little baby beauty pageant thing taken way too far.
Yeah, you know, the mother's only 34. She is a beautician. Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. I give it to my 8-year-old. It's harmless. That's what she can sell her other clients.
Mm-hmm.